This is Bay FM News. I'm Tanya Orgen. Jillian Ryan has been a member of the Bay of Islands Volunteer Search and Rescue Team just since October, and last week she was hoisted to a helicopter during a mock training scenario with 103 Search and Rescue Squadron. Between Sunday and Wednesday, over 30 BOSAR members put in more than 650 person-hours of training with helicopter crews. Ryan says they were in Wild Cove as part of a deployment to a hypothetical snowmobile accident.
Two of us got to be hoisted into the helicopter. So basically, in that process, we were attached to what they call a horse collar, which was basically just this circular collar that went over our arms underneath our shoulders and then attached to a five-point harness on the Sartec. They were very thorough in making sure that we were being as safe as possible in the procedure. So we had eye protection, gloves, helmets, the whole shebang. And being lifted off the ground, there was also another Sartec who had a guideline to keep us from flying around.
Ryan says she'll never forget this experience.
I don't quite remember how long it was to get up there. I think the craft was hovering at about 100 feet. Quite an adrenaline rush, seeing the team on the ground and the helicopter above you. I keep on making the joke that it felt like being abducted by aliens. And once we got up to the helicopter, I was pulled in by a flight engineer who controls the hoist mechanism and was buckled in and detached from the harness. And then the Sartec went down and brought up our next volunteer member.
A couple of weeks ago, BOSAR members also completed ice rescue training. That's a look at Bay FM News. I'm Tanya Orgen, reporting for the Local Journalism Initiative.